This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know this song?
Oh, I absolutely know this song. I don't know the Groucho Marx version, but...
Yeah. This is it. And a torso, even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves, the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Everybody. La, la, la. La, la. Songs that make you feel good, right? Totally. We're not going to play comedic songs necessarily, though it was one of the ideas of the show.
Yeah. If you step up and tell her where, for a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
Sorry, okay, so.
There's also the line about when her muscle starts relaxing, down the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Well, yeah, we were going to do funny songs, and there are plenty of them. But
yeah. Well, this is a reaction to a show we did, which we got 8,000 responses for, literally, which was songs
that make you cry.
Yeah.
And it turns out people cry more often with songs, I think, just based on the response. It took a while to get as many stories about songs that make you feel good, but we've got some good ones.
Let's kick off with the song that kicks off. There was a great story from one of our listeners, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to let him tell it. But what I love about his pick is that he's clearly telling it to us over the telephone while walking down a busy city street, as though he was so excited and couldn't wait to tell. He couldn't wait to get home to tell us, right? Uh-huh. He had to tell us while he's walking down the streets.
Nothing makes me as happy consistently and makes me want to dance more than the Rolling Stones' Rocks Off. As soon as that comes on, I hear you talking when I'm on the street. As soon as that comes on, it immediately makes me want to jump up and down wherever I am, especially if I'm by myself. It makes me want to jump on the bed, do things that I'm way too old to do. But never ceases to bring me immense joy. I don't know, it's the essence of bliss. I mean, that song is bliss, pure bliss.
Oh,
I'm going to love this show.
Yeah, I love when the listener was introducing it, how he must have been on Bluetooth or something, right? And he's walking down the street. You can hear him clapping his hands. As he's, no. Yeah, and obviously does not care that any of the people around him are watching him. What a great tune, too.
It is. One of the great lines in rock and roll, the sunshine bores the daylight out of me.
You know, I just drove to Kansas and back, 4 days of driving, 21 hours each way. That is exactly the kind of song that you hope comes up on your iPod at around 11:30 at night, and you've been driving all day, and then you look down and you're going 95 miles an hour.
There are airplanes.
Yeah, well, we wanted to take our dog with us, so she doesn't fly. So we got a bunch of people wrote comments on our blog and uploaded their comments, told us their stories about songs that make them feel good on our SoundCloud page. I want to go to one of the comments. We got a number of people on the blog picked the song Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John, which is
total natural.
Yeah, great song. Mitch writes that thinking about why Young Folks shows up here so many times made me realize that it's part of a whole genre of smile songs, those with whistling. Try not to smile when you hear the Harlem Globetrotters theme, Sweet Georgia Brown, or the theme to the Andy Griffith Show, Fishing Hole. Take the next step to whistling along with James Taylor in Walking My Baby Back Home, or no matter how sick you are of hearing it, with Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'll bet if NPR got a Whistling Along America movement going, we could get the entire country smiling.
Wham! Whistling Along America. That's kind of, I said wham.
And hit the song.
I was thinking. a great melody.
Yeah, I remember when that came out, it sort of became the unofficial song for me and my wife. And, you know, we just started dating at the time, and it just seemed to capture so much of how we were feeling. We were both coming out of other relationships. And
it's got a little about the don't worry, be happy kind of.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, I don't care about your past if you don't care about my past, and we don't care what anybody else thinks. Yeah. And yeah, the whistled melody just sends it over the top.
We had some stories with a lot of power. There were two. One was a story, a woman in Egypt, and a tale. You want to?
Yeah, this is, I'll just let her tell it. Her name is Francesca, and she was really uplifted by a song by Florence and the Machine.
My name is Francesca. I live in Italy now, but for the last 2 years, I was living in Alexandria, Egypt. And as you know, there was a little revolution over there, and I had to evacuate, and it ended up causing me to be separated from my boyfriend during the evacuation, and it was plenty stressful. But eventually, I made it back, and I'm a modern dance teacher, and I was rooting through my boyfriend's music files, and I found the song Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And it is an incredibly bouncy, poppy, uplifting, move your body kind of song. And there was something about dancing completely freely and all over the place to this song in my dance studio in Alexandria, Egypt, that just felt like a very complete answer to the despondency and the sadness that was really at the root of the revolution in Egypt. That might be a lot to put on a pop song, but for me, it really had that effect that, you know, what better way to celebrate the liberation of a country than to dance around and move your arms and move your legs and believe in free expression and use that free expression. So Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, and let's all keep our fingers crossed for Egypt. Thanks.
Towards her. Run fast for your mother, run fast.
Thanks for that, Francesca, picking that song. And I was just thinking, Francesca, if you've got a video of you or your classes dancing to that song, email us a link for it, allsongs@npr.org, and we'll put that up.
That's a great idea. We're playing Songs That Make You Happy. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox, streaming acclaimed original series you won't find anywhere else. With powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, Matthew McFadyen, and more. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we have very important people on our show and then ask them about very unimportant things. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We are also reliably informed that among your enthusiasms, in addition to macroeconomic policy, is mobile games.
There is some truth in that.
There's some truth in that.
Join us for the NPR podcast that considers all the other things. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
So I don't know about you, but it took me a while to pick a song that made me happy because, A, I had a lot of them, but I was trying to find one consistently over a long period of time that would, no matter when, no matter what, I really wanted to find the perfect one. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, I thought of quite a few right off the top of my head, but one that fits that bill is a Neutral Milk Hotel song. It's one that was mentioned a lot in our comments in The Aeroplane Over the Sea, the title track to that record. And it's a song that quite a bit in the lyrics is pretty almost sad, but the power of the song is all in the last line of the song. And I'll just let people listen to it who don't know it, and you can hear it for yourself. But to me, it sums up the whole meaning of life.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. Thank you. above the tree. Now how I remember you, how I would push my fingers through your mouth to make those muscles move.
Hearing that song is like hitting the reset button for me in life. No matter how bad things may be, I can hear that song and be reminded how strange it is to be anything at all and how beautiful that is.
Yeah, that's great. Nice choice.
And I was thinking the show we did before was Songs That Make You Cry. That song gets me a little teary-eyed, but in a good way. I get kind of choked up when I hear that.
It's such an influential song, too. I mean, I hear so many influences in that. I was hearing Colin Malloy's voice in there. I hear Beirut. I've been listening to the new Beirut record, which I just absolutely love.
Yeah, and the instrumentation.
Yeah, there's flugelhorns and all sorts of crazy. There's Julian Coster playing the saw and all sorts of crazy instruments.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really like about that song, I say it's hitting the reset button for me. What I mean is it puts things in perspective for me. And I want to share another story we got from our SoundCloud page. This one's from Allie, and I'll let her tell us about it.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm from Dutchess County, New York. And the song that makes me smile is The Swimming Song by Loudon Wainwright. The song to me is a reminder that even if you think you're going to fail, you just keep going, and you just might make it. And the tune is great. Sometimes I just put the song on repeat and enjoy it. I just smile. I was coming home from work today, and the song came up at random on my iPod, and I broke out in this huge grin. It just makes me feel good, and, you know, I hope you enjoy it too. It reminds me that you can just keep going, plus the tune is great, so enjoy. When you weren't looking, I did a cannonball.
Couldn't agree more with Allie on that one.
That's a great tune. I love Loudon Wainwright's early records so, so much. And Kate McGarrigle was the banjo player, Doug Kershaw.
Yeah.
Great violinist, great fiddle player, I should say.
I just felt butterflies in my chest listening to that. I thought I was going to soar.
And the words, yeah.
S-O-A-R.
Yeah, we did that again. So speaking of soar.
S-O-R-E as a verb. Yes. I was going to soar.
The other soar, Sarah, from a listener, Sarah, wrote to our blog. She wrote about a relationship.
I remember
this
one. Yeah,
this is a, she says, my first serious relationship was with a guy I suspected was up to no good. Not a good beginning here. And this is Songs That Make You Happy. When I tried to break off with him, he put Michael Bublé's cover of Feeling Good on his online profile as a jab at me. And she says, I know this because he called me and told me to look at his profile, which isn't pathetic at all.
No, it's not.
This association coupled with the fact that I cannot stand Michael Bublé ruined the song for me for a very long time. I later found that my ex was an enormous dirtbag.
I love how she puts enormous in all caps. An enormous
dirtbag.
Dirtbag
is fairly underlined, too. Right about the same time, I discovered Nina Simone's Out of This World version of Feeling Good. And now every time I listen to it, I can't help but grin and feel liberated. Let's play Nina Simone, the song Feeling Good. Just for you, Sarah.
Birds flying high.
I'm so sorry. I'm not. I think Sarah now thinks of us as a dirtbag.
Sun in the sky.
All right.
We got to play the Nina Simone.
I can't even listen to Michael Bublé. Sarah, we're with you. We're sorry.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
I wish I could sing like that.
I wish you could sing like that, too. Sarah said that when she hears this song, she can't help but feel liberated. And I just was picturing Sarah walking away from him, and she's giving a couple snaps in the air, you
Mr.
know.
Dirtbag.
Like, yeah. She Power to you, Sarah.
Great tune.
So you said that you had a hard time picking a song for this. What did you end up coming up with one?
Yeah, I was trying to find something that would consistently just bring me up, no matter what.
Yeah.
From the, like, just sort of down to, like, pissed off anger, bring me up.
All the different ways
you can be down.
How can music come to the rescue?
And for a long time. So
right.
It was hands down, it turned out to be the Ramones.
And
it turned out, So I just needed something. Right. Just needed something with a lot of punch and power to make me feel happy. And the Ramones, I want to be sedated, because that opening line, 24 hours to go, I want to be sedated, always just feels about right at the moment where you're feeling really down.
Mm-hmm.
But then the whole song just is so uplifting. So thanks for everybody that participated. Always makes the show so much better. We also, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at All Songs, and on Facebook, All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. Hit it, buddy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.